right, Bill Bartee, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and we might be going to talk about golf here.
Is that what
Straight
we
down
do?
The middle, buddy. You never hit that shot, have you?
Nope. Why is this important? It's important because winter versus spring. John.
Spring's winning, man. Let's get those clubs out and go.
Isn't that it? Who was it? Will Rogers, who said that golf was a fine walk spoiled?
That would have been Mark Twain, sir.
There you go.
Otherwise known as Samuel Clemens.
Oh, listen, there are 35,000 combinations of fittings for golf clubs. And one of our neighbors across the way at Club Champion across from Jesse Brown's is going to join us to talk about those 35,000 fittings.
Wait a minute. I thought there were only two.
Hey,
it either fits or it don't.
You're not going to get any argument from me on that.
And that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, also, we need to talk about the health of golf in the Charlotte area and the health of golf across the United States. We've had increases in golfers with Tiger Woods and his career as a professional, but now a lot of younger golfers are on the upswing, so to speak.
There you go.
And what does that mean for us as golfers in the United States? A booming economy in Charlotte with thousands of people moving into the area. What does that mean for private golf courses or public golf courses? We're going to bring Rob Gallagher on from Club Champion to talk about all of these things. And, Don, maybe we'll just figure out how to add 21 yards to your drive as well. Rob, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors with Don and Bill.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, talk to us about golf these days. Did I get it right with the Tiger Woods career and more golfers getting out there? But then with Tiger's age and issues and all of that, when he went on the wane, how are we looking in the United States with golf?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the cool thing this year is Tiger's back. So, so far, so good. I mean, the last few times he's come back, it's been for one or two tournaments and then, you know, have the back problems again. But it seems like this year might be a little bit different, might be able to watch him a little bit further on throughout the year. But, yeah, I mean, whenever he kind of disappeared for a little while, let's say, you know, you had a bunch of new younger golfers that came about. And so I remember whenever I was growing up, I was watching Tiger. And then, you know, you got these young kids that are 14, 15 years old that, you know, he's their Champions Tour guy, you know. They didn't really get to watch him too much, but they were watching Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas and, you know, Dustin Johnson, all those big names. And so far, the game seems really good. The scores keep getting lower, and people keep hitting the ball further. So it keeps driving people to want to get better and keep playing.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that because Don and I definitely want to get better and keep playing. But what about Charlotte? We read the paper every day, and we see the apartments being built and the people coming in. And it's not just South End and downtown and South Park. It's also, you know, the suburbs are building up with apartments and that sort of thing, places that used to be our golf courses. What's the health of golf in our local community as far as places to play? And then the demographics of the people that are playing.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you this, just from my own history, I've had the benefit of being able to live all across the country and see different places. And Charlotte is extremely lucky in the fact that there are some incredible private clubs, but also the semi-private and the public courses that are around are in great shape. There's some really good tracks around the area that people are able to take advantage of. It's not a very difficult task to be able to go out and play a round of golf on a pretty good golf course. So Charlotte's very lucky in that regard. And you know, as far as demographic goes, I know at least in our store here, we see a massive range of players. I've had, you know, a 94-year-old that came in here to get fit for a full bag, and we've had, you know, 10, 12-year-olds that have come in here to get fit for full bags. So, you know, it kind of goes all across the board as far as ages go and skill levels, too.
Well, it's really interesting to see the young people coming on because they have access to such good coaching early on, don't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's become, you know, the PGA of America has done an incredible job lately with the PGA Junior Leagues and getting kids more involved and playing it not just as an individual game, but more as a team game as well. And it seems to really spur that competitive drive on with our young kids today.
Our guest here on the Carolina Outdoors is Rob Gallagher. He's from Club Champion with a location over at Sharon Corners right here in South Park. They're master fitters and master builders of golf clubs. And Rob, talk to us about the biggest challenge for golfers, no matter what stage or demographic they are. What is the most common and occurring challenge for a golfer?
You know, I think a lot of times, and you know, I often hear when people play, or when players come in, is it's not the arrow, it's the Indian. You know, that's a common thing that's been said for years. But I think what we've been able to see in here with all the data that we use, it's both. You know, if you've got a good fitting golf club, then taking those lessons and being able to improve your game is a lot quicker and easier. And so it's getting players out of that mindset of, oh, well, it's not the club, it's me. Sometimes it is the club. Sometimes it is the player. It just really depends, and that's where we're going to be able to kind of figure that all out for the individual.
Hey, talk to us about the menu, because you kind of cover the entire bag. In fact, you will take on the entire bag, but then you also have a menu of services that may just involve a putter or maybe a wedge. Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. Whenever we go through a full bag fit, that covers all of the different fitting processes that we can do. So that's six different things. Driver fit, fairway wood fit, hybrid fitting, irons, wedges, and putter. And any of those items can actually be fit just for that player. So if you're coming through and you go, you know what, I bought irons last year and I really love them and everything's working, I really just need to get that driver fine-tuned, come on in. We can get it done. It'll take much less time to just do one club than a full bag, and at the end of the day, we'll get that one club dialed in for you for sure.
How do you manipulate a golf course or a golf club to make it fit?
Well, there's a few different parts of it, and that's a great question. But the biggest thing that we're looking at from a fitting standpoint is we're going to be looking at what's the right head, what's the right shaft, and then how do we need to build it. And that's where a lot of players, you know, sometimes don't necessarily put as much importance on is the build process of that golf club. There's a ton of different things that go into it. Shafts have different weights. We've got shafts on our wall anywhere from 29 grams all the way up to 80 grams in the driver. And then the heads, they actually have slightly different weights as well. Now, I'm not talking quite as much as the shafts, but making sure that we get the right head weight and shaft weight balance and profile of shaft, whether it be a high launching or low launching shaft, those are all incredibly important things for each player. And for us, once we fit that club to that individual, we want to build it exactly the same way as how we were fitting it and how we were hitting it in the bay. And so whenever we're able to build a product for a player, that's where we can guarantee that performance.
Wow, I think I figured out the problem, Don. I've been sending my caddy over to Club Champion. I haven't been the one that's gone over.
I thought that was Kmart that you got your clubs from.
Well, to bring that up, and Don always wears his helmet when we play golf together. I don't know what that's about, but that's for a whole nother story. Talk to us about the exclusivity of coming over to Club Champion. Do we have to be our club's pro or our amateur champion? You mentioned 94 to age 9 or 10. Do you have some fair weather golfers who will invest in themselves and their golf game?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, for every player, we're going to be able to kind of figure out what's going on. And we use the TrackMan launch monitor in our store. TrackMan is the only launch monitor that they use on tour. And so not only is it going to tell us exactly what is going on with the golf ball, but it'll tell us what's going on with your swing from waist high to waist high through the impact zone. So the one thing I've really seen, regardless of skill level, is golfers are much more consistent than they give themselves credit for. Consistent doesn't always mean perfect, but we're able to really see what's kind of going on there. And last year, we had over 1,200 golfers that came in to actually get fit. And I would say probably there might have been three or four that we had to look at and say, you know what, maybe not the best time to come in to get fit. We need to kind of go back to the basics to just make sure we swing a golf club. And those were players that really had never played before. And so getting the basics of it, not a problem. But, yeah, fair weather golfers, we're going to be able to dial them in easy.
We're going to come over there and see you. You're right across the parking lot from the fly rod store, Jesse Brown. So we definitely want to see Rob Gallagher at Club Champion. Tell us the website before we show up.
ClubChampionGolf.com.
Easy enough, Rob Gallagher. Thanks a ton for being on with us, the outdoor guys here on WBT.